We welcome back with open arms, and he's going to need them because it's cold over there. Alex Stone is here from ABC in South Korea. Good morning, Alex.
It is cold. We were just outside doing a TV shot, and it is windy as can be again, which is not a good sign. You know, the winds had gone away, and things were looking a lot better. Well, they're back.
Oh,
and
boy.
Now we're going to have to see later today, U.S. time, what that's going to mean for competition. Hopefully the winds die back down and everything's okay tomorrow. But
well, I would think that things are going to heat up, at least as far as the television audience is concerned tonight, because Lindsey Vonn is back on the Hill.
Yep, Lindsey Vonn in the Super G. Super G being a speed event, less about the technical, like the slalom. Racers have to pass through gates, and it's Lindsey Vonn. After everything that she has been through, all of the injuries that she's seen, the knee injury as well, and she's trying to become the oldest woman to win an Olympic alpine medal.
How old is she?
32 years old.
30 how many?
Yeah, 32.
32, wow.
32, and she's trying to become the oldest. And, you know, there's some hope that, there's a lot of hope that she can pull that off because Team USA has had a rough go of it in the last 24 hours. Michaela Schifrin, seen as the Michael Phelps of the Winter Olympics coming in, all the golds that she could win. And she didn't have a lot of success last night, U.S. time, that she went for the gold medal in the slalom, her event, and she didn't medal in it. She was expected to take the gold. She had won the gold 4 years ago in Sochi, and unfortunately she came up in fourth place. Now, she's got the gold in the giant slalom from 2 days ago, but in the slalom, it wasn't her day.
Yeah, it wasn't the Americans' day overall. My man, Nathan Chen, not landing his jumps on the short program. Also, I love Lindsay Jacobellis. The gal has been in the Olympics four times, but she comes in four. She finishes it. So not a great night last night.
Yeah, exactly. With Nathan Chen, another tough performance. He fell several times in his performance. And he came in as really the phenom of ice skating. Everybody said he was going to light up these games. Remember back a week ago in the team skate, he fell, and then he said it was too much excitement and that he was going to work on that. He said this week that he was good to go, that he had worked on it mentally and thought he was in a good spot, and then came back out. Again, we're speaking in U.S. time here last night, and fell again as he came out and tried to perform, fell several times. So it's not working out for him. He's in 17th place going into tonight's single skate, their final skate. Adam Rippon is in a better position. He's in seventh place, but those who are in front of him are so far in front of him that he would have to have an amazing night. They would have to have a terrible night for him to bump up into medal contention. But he says he doesn't really care. He's 28 years old. Mm. He says whether he medals or not doesn't matter, that he has come into his own body. He's an openly gay athlete. He says he feels good, that he has made it known to the world that he's gay and that he's just having fun out there. He says that this is all about having fun and no longer trying to hide anything. And he says it doesn't matter if he medals, he just feels good.
Well, of course, I have to bring up my favorite Tongan flag bearer, PETA. And I love his quotes from this week's performance from he and his team. We were racing not to come in last. And he said, first step, finish before the turn, before they turn the lights off. And second step, don't ski into a tree. So I guess he accomplished that.
Yeah, in his event, I saw the numbers earlier. I think there were like 116 competitors, and he came in like 114.
Yep.
In cross-country, biathlon, whatever he was doing. And so he didn't come in dead last, but he came in pretty darn close, but he made the world pay attention by his entrance into the stadium, and I'm sure we may see that again at the closing ceremony.
Yeah, have a feeling, yeah.
Alex, I'm wondering if you've been to the athlete villages. The AP has this story about the amount of food, 18,000 meals per day, 500 chefs, 24-hour service. This must be unbelievable, the amount of food these athletes are eating.
Yeah, well, you think about what an athlete needs, and it's very limited on, at least they're counting calories. They have to know exactly what's in everything. And then there are other athletes that probably eat whatever. They'll eat the chicken fingers there. They'll eat the hamburgers that they're making. But so there's a lot of different food that they've got to be making for a lot of different cultures to make sure you don't want stomachs to be upset. Everybody's got to be okay with it. And right now, they have to be very careful with norovirus. They are testing constantly. We now know that two Swiss athletes have norovirus. There are about 200 people in general here at the Games who have it. In fact, Michaela Schifrin said that she didn't feel well when she started that run. She actually threw up right beforehand, and she felt like she had a bug. She didn't think it was anxiety. She said it felt like a bug. although she does have a history of illness right before a big race. Illness is a major issue here, and norovirus in food preparation is a big concern for Olympic organizers. And in that food center, in the Olympic Village, in the Athletes Village, they are testing constantly to make sure that's not how it's spreading.
And one more quick thing for you, Alex. Back here in America, we just keep looking at the medal totals and going, what? How come we're so low on the totem pole?
Yeah, we're doing that here as well. And the numbers that we're looking at right now, the U.S. has only five gold, eight overall, one silver, two bronze. And that is way behind. Norway has 19 medals, Germany 15, Netherlands 13, Canada 13. The U.S. is lagging behind this year. And who knows? We have a week left. That could definitely change. But at the moment, this is not Team USA's most stellar year. And I think we've seen that on the ice. We've seen that on the snow. But there is still a lot of competition left to go.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to get something to eat over there with all that food. And I know you've got a big weekend ahead, and you'll be back with us on Monday morning. Alex, thanks so much.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
That is ABC News correspondent Alex Stone from South Korea and the Olympics.